This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Like the elephant examined by the six blind men, healthcare looks very different, depending on one's perspective. Several vantage points were offered yesterday at the Frontiers of Healthcare Conference, hosted by the North Bay Business Journal in Santa Rosa. One of the more upbeat presentations was by Dr. David Greenberg from the Buck Institute for Age Research in Novato. He talked about the emerging field of regenerative medicine. Fueled in large part by stem cell research, it offers the prospect of one day being able to stimulate damaged cells to repair or replace themselves. And Greenberg says that approach can be applied to differing types of cells.
For example, there's a lot of interest in stem cell treatment for diabetes, where you have a single population of cells that don't necessarily have to be put in a particular place because their job is essentially to secrete a hormone into the bloodstream. There's a lot of interest in heart disease, too, where after a heart attack, part of the heart muscle is destroyed, and there are attempts being made to put heart stem cells into that tissue to regrow the damaged heart muscle.
Nerve cells in the brain are killed when people have strokes, but those patients often see a period of partial recovery before their condition stabilizes. Greenberg says some current research investigating the brain's capacity to regulate the creation of new nerve cells is examining how that internal mechanism might be manipulated to aid stroke victims.
In a normal brain, you don't want new nerve cells to be born in huge numbers. It could create chaos. So you need to have some mechanisms built in that suppress that. But once you have injury, you might want to get rid of those inhibitory mechanisms, at least for a while, until the injury can be repaired. It may be that the inhibitory mechanisms are suppressed to some extent, and then they come back later on. And if we could continue to suppress them for a while, maybe the repair phase would last longer.
On the less encouraging front, Beatrice Bostic, executive director of Napa County's community-based Clinic Olay, warned that California's deepening budget crisis is ominous news for Medi-Cal.
It feels like we're back to square one. I mean, we felt for a few weeks like we dodged a bullet and there wouldn't be an impact on access to care. But it looks like all the cuts that the governor originally proposed are back on the table with a vengeance.
And what are those proposed cuts?
To eliminate payments for adult dental, to eliminate audiology, optometry, opticians, optical labs. That means Medi-Cal patients won't be able to get eye exams or glasses. To eliminate podiatry, which our diabetic patients really need to make sure they have good foot health, to eliminate speech therapy, and to eliminate psychological services.
In addition, the legislature is being asked to consider making the income level even lower for families to qualify for Medi-Cal. Not only will that leave a larger number of poor households without health insurance, but Bostic says it also threatens the continued existence of many community clinics that serve the low-income population in the North Bay.
A lot of patients will fall off Medi-Cal. That means they will revert to uninsured, and we will continue to take care of them on our sliding fee scale. But that makes it very difficult for community health centers to stay financially viable.
There are 14 community clinics operating in Sonoma County. And Bostic says currently 84% of their clients are Medi-Cal patients. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.